Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short. Welcome to another positive and empowering WKMX Positive Power meeting. And the first question I love to ask on our program is, have you started your day in a positive way? Have you got your day started on the right foot, in the right direction? Is it positive and enthusiastic momentum is what it's all about? Capturing the moment, making sure that we're starting our day in the right way, making sure we connect with the most important and valuable people with ourselves. Of course, that's our personal MVP. And with that being said, let's open up the call lines, bring in the caller from 513, Ms. Barb Palmer. Have you started your day in a positive way?
I sure have, and thank you for asking, and good morning.
Well, good morning to you as well. Some technical issues this morning regarding the actual program itself, but fortunately I was able to navigate through those, and I was very positive. You know, what is the word they use? Resistance.
That's one of my favorite words.
Cynthia Miller. Shout out to Miss Cynthia Miller. I hope that you're feeling a little bit better. I know she was a little under the weather not too long ago, so I hope that she's feeling better now. But she has this wonderful saying. She likes to say, "Resistance makes me stronger," and yeah, I just love that. That phrase, because it's so true. You know, did you have a phrase that you wanted to share also, Barb? I think that you were. I'm sorry if I cut you off there.
No, I was just saying I love resilience because I remember I just started saying it like over and over again when you asked me, and I was like, well, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Right, resilience, and resilience is, you know, it's kind of being, I guess, a little bit tough-minded. How would you define the word resilience, Barb?
I think it's nicer than saying hard-headed.
Resilient. Yeah, I think so. I agree with you there. You know, I'm not hard-headed.
Hard-headed.
I'm just resilient. Well, I mean, when I go into the four keys of success, I talk about determination. And you talk about that you know, that stubbornness, you know, that mindset, and I think that that's what resilience really is all about.
Right.
You know, it's about, you know, it's about having the tough mindedness enough to, you know, to persevere, you know, to push forward. And to make sure that you're gonna keep on pushing forward until you reach your destination. So that means, you know, if there's potholes, you just gotta get over those or go around them if need be, you know. And that's what resilience is really all about. So resilience makes me stronger. That's a wonderful phrase. I just want to give another shout out to Miss Cynthia Miller. It's something that she says very often, and I think it's an awesome phrase. So. I just want to be able to share that this morning, and, you know, that's a great perspective to have as far as making sure we're always able to start our day in a positive way. So that's pretty awesome. So, Barb, I know it's kind of redundant being that we've already begun a kind of conversation here, but have you engaged in a very first action to find success throughout the course of each day? Have you done that already this morning?
Yes, I've done that this morning. I've woken up.
Absolutely. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the air speaking right now. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing and a reason to smile because, you know, each day is a second chance at a great life. And every day we just have that unique opportunity to make the most out of it. And you know, any day could be a great day, a great transformative day for any of us. You know, transformations happen all the time, and, you know, making those decisions to go out there and pursue those things which we desire, is very important. But before we can get into all of that, let's make sure we connect with the most valuable person in our existence. Right now, I'm about to take a walk over to one of my favorite places, just connecting and put me back into perspective with the person that I really need the most out of throughout the course of each day. And that's that person who's waiting on the other side of the mirror. So feel free to take a walk with us over to the mirror. And, Barb, I have some wonderful accompanying theme music here also. Are you ready to take this walk?
Sure.
Here we go. All right. Pretty awesome stuff. And I love that little theme music because it always puts me in the right frame of mind. You know, by the time I get to the mirror, I'm already smiling, in a good mood, and the person that's staring back at me on the other end of the mirror, they're waiting there smiling as well. And believe it or not, the most powerful word that we're never going to say is what we want to communicate with that wonderful person staring at us on the other side of the mirror, and that is to smile. Smile more, stress less. There's so many wonderful, great, positive things that happen to us just from smiling. Barb, would you agree, and could you share a couple of the great things that happen as byproducts of just smiling a little bit more in life?
Well, when I'm smiling or anybody smiles in a mirror, they're waking up more. They're happier. They're ready to get their day started, and they feel warmer. If it's cold around, they feel warm when they're looking in that mirror. And fuzzy. Endorphins are moving.
Oh, yeah. With that smile power, you know, there's a lot of power in a smile. And, you know, it's something that I guess, I'm not a scientist to do the scientific research or whatever, but it's just something about it, you know, waking up with that smile, seeing that wonderful smile and that feeling. And, you know, the thing I noticed, Barb, is that the same way we feel about ourselves, the same way that we project on others. And, you know, it happens to us throughout the course of the day so many different times that we take for granted. But the language communicated and expressed in a smile, it says like a lot more than words. You know, would you agree, Barb?
Yes, I agree.
So some of the messages that are being delivered by just a basic smile are, well, it reflects how you feel about yourself. If you feel good about yourself, you have a reason to smile. People smile, they feel good about themselves. Connect with your MVP. Take a look at that person staring back at you in the mirror, and you don't need any forget about all of the makeup and all of the getting all of the hustle and bustle and all of this other stuff. Just take time with yourself and just look at that wonderful smile, because you're going to connect with yourself and you're going to transfer this message to the most valuable person, and then have an honest reflective moment and, you know, tell yourself honestly how that feels to yourself. So when you communicate through a smile, what it is that you say, it reflects how you feel about yourself. It reflects about how you feel about your chances. It reflects your attitude. Is it positive? You know, is it optimistic? I mean, you could just take a look at a person and genuinely get a lot of information just from body language. And it's one of the very subtle secrets and most crucial elements. Truly, the people who super succeed have is that they're content within themselves, they're happy with themselves, and their opportunity to go out there and accomplish the things that they're trying to accomplish. These are things that make them tremendously happy. So becoming happy with ourselves based on our actions. Action is smiling, just that wonderful feeling. It's very simple. Being able to smile a little bit more, especially at ourselves, connect with ourselves, it represents great confidence also. You know, it takes confidence to smile. So it also boosts your confidence, and that good feeling and the boosting of your confidence at the same time is a wonderful positive message. The eyes are the window to the soul, so connect with the person staring back at you in the mirror. They truly are your MVP and the most valuable person in your life, just like everybody else in your life is important. Everybody else has value, and, you know, if your boss says something, you know, you kind of want to, you know, maybe be, you know, mindful of what the boss said, or, you know, maybe your parents or somebody else or a spouse of yours, maybe one of your children or whatever, but think about the person staring back at you in the mirror getting your day started. You know, have you started your day in a positive way? Are you connecting with yourself? Are you able to smile? Are you appreciative? Are you grateful? Are you communicating that message? I love myself. I love my life. I feel good about myself. I feel good about my opportunity. I feel great about today. You know, I'm friendly. I'm warm. I'm open. You know, I'm welcoming. And I'm friendly. You know, inviting you to conversation. All of this is wonderful messages being conveyed through a smile. It's conveyed to any person that you meet with a smile on your face and back to you if they're smiling at you. And have you ever felt that before? I mean, let me ask you that question. Have you ever felt that before? Barbara, have you ever felt that feeling when somebody smiled at you and you didn't really know the reason why, but they smiled at you and, you know, have you had that experience before, and how did that make you feel?
Well, I really didn't care why they were smiling at me. I just smiled back because that's what they were looking for, actually. So give them what they want.
Well, I hear you. Well, when the person smiles at you, how does that naturally make you feel? I mean, in order for you to smile back, obviously, you know, it's a
it actually enhanced how I felt because I'm always smiling anyway. At any given time, you'll catch me smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
That's good.
I'm here like that.
Well, that's definitely a great thing. And, you know, when we strive to be more like you, Barbara, we could just be smiling all of the time, you know, any given time. And, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, we work on it or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that smiling transmits wonderful feelings. It transmits positive feelings, positive vibes, positive energy, and starting our day in a positive way, beginning with ourselves, is nothing more positive or constructive than that. So with that being said, wonderful, just all kinds of great, tremendous vibrations and energy, you know, contribute towards our day, contribute towards our ability to be optimistic and confident within ourselves. And that person staring back at you in the mirror truly is your most valuable person. So give that person a round of applause. Your MVP deserves it. They've been with you through the worst. They've been with you through the thick and the thin, and they'll be with you all the way to the end. So make sure you connect with that person. Connecting with that person also connects you with purpose. And, you know, we spoke about waking up with a purpose, purposefully, intentionally, and getting the most out of yourself, the most out of your day, and get you closer towards achieving your goals, aspirations, things of that nature. So all of that stuff is great. So, Barb, I'm going to go and get into the affirmations, the five affirmations. And, you know, this part kind of goes in tandem with just the idea of, you know, just communicating through a smile. When you get into affirmations, you're actually verbally confirming, you know, a lot of different positive messages. How do you feel about affirmations, and what do you feel as those the strongest part of affirmations to you as far as what it does for you?
I feel really good about affirmations. I mean, talking to yourself in the mirror in the morning, reassuring yourself of the affirmations and reminding yourself throughout the day of your affirmations can help people get through their days. And I really, really love affirmations.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Having affirmations, you know, and it's not even really the way that you term it, you know, your affirmations, the confidence and the projection of your voice, and feeling confident about yourself, your chances, your opportunity is really what it's all about. It's really about setting a tone for how you communicate with yourself and how you communicate with others. in a positive and constructive way. So it's really, to me, I mean, I wouldn't say talking to yourself, but connecting with yourself, you know, literally. Connecting with that MVP of yours. That person staring back at you in the mirror is nothing more than yourself. And, you know, for every action, you know, after a thought, then it becomes a vibration that's let out. And affirmations help set the tone for that. So, Barb, do you remember the five affirmations? Do you think you could share that with the people listening?
Sure. You want me to say them all at once or, you know,
yeah,
one at a time?
I want you to take your time, say them to the best of your ability. And maybe even if you want, you can even give a little bit of an explanation for it. That would be awesome, Barb.
Okay. Affirmation number one, today will be my day. That is saying that today will be my day. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It will be my day. Affirmation number two, I am the best me that there is. That is saying there is only one me, and you better take me how I am, and I am the best me that there is. Affirmation number three, I am a winner. You're confirming that you won. You've made it to today, and you've won the race. And also, you've won the race of life, game of life, or whatever, for today. So I am a winner. Affirmation number, which one are we on, four? Gosh, I lost count. Lord, help me. Quiz, are you still there?
Did my phone just cut off?
Yeah, I am. You're on affirmation number four. You were just about to go into the, I know I...
My phone went black, and I didn't even know what happened. I'm sorry. I'm looking like, did my phone cut off? I'm sorry. Okay, affirmation number four. I know I can, I know I will. That is saying, reaffirming everything else. If you have a hard day coming up and you know you do, you know you can do it, you know you will. And affirmation number five, God will be with me. He always has been and always will be. God is always going to be there, and he always will be. It's all, that's all that's what that's saying. And what else,
honey? No, great job, Barb. Great job. Great job. So the five affirmations, just going through them again and making sure that we all have an opportunity to express these affirmations and get ourselves, our MVPs, involved in our conversation as well. It's affirmation number one, today will be my day. And Barb did a wonderful job of breaking it down. We only get one day at a time to live. So making sure that we're conscious of the fact that today is going to be a great day for us. It's a really great way to get our day started, a wonderful way to feel optimistic about the day. So I'll say it one more time. Feel free to stay with me. Get your MVP involved in this conversation. Today will be
today
my
will be
day.
My day.
Excellent job. Excellent job. Wonderful reason to smile. Make sure you smile. Feel that warm, positive energy flowing through your smile. Capture that vibration. Capture that moment. Enthusiastic momentum. That's all, what it's all about. Starting our day in a positive way. Now we know how to get that thing done. Affirmation number two. I am the best me that there is. All right. I'll say it one more time. Get your MVP involved in the conversation here. I am the best
me. I am
me
the best me
that there is.
That there is.
Absolutely, positively. There's nobody better at being you than you. And it is perfectly great, in fact, to be yourself. Be comfortable being yourself. And you just being yourself is good enough, trust me. Everybody great fashion themselves after themselves. So fashion yourself after yourself and be content with that because you are doing a great job of doing that. And you can always do better. Nobody's perfect, but we're works in progress, so make sure you keep that in mind. Affirmation number three, I am a winner. I'll say it one more time. Get your MVP involved in the conversation here, guys.
I am a winner.
And you certainly are. Like Barb said, you're already winning the game of life. You already won waking up this morning. You have a day to appreciate, to enjoy. It is for you, yourself, you occupying your own space. You are already a tremendous winner, a tremendous success. Don't forget it. And let's keep that wonderful smile on our face because it is so true. And let's go for affirmation number 4. I know I can do it. I know I will. I'll say it one more time. Get your MVP involved in the conversation, guys. I know I can do it.
I know I will.
And that just increased your chances of succeeding at anything that you would even attempt in a day by about 100% right there. Just knowing. Knowing is half the battle. The only thing left after that is actions. And for any action that is beyond our control, circumstance, situation, wonderful affirmation that just is very comforting for everything in life, for just the knowledge that God will be with you. He always has been, and he always will be. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be.
And he always will be.
And he certainly has been. And not to be, you know, I don't want to start sound like a minister or anything like that, but it's important to have a good relationship with God and believe that God wants what's best for you. He wants your best interest. He wants you to succeed at that which, those ideas which he's given each of us talents and gifts and different blessings. And we don't know exactly, you know, not everybody in the world knows exactly what it is that we have that's unique or special about us. But God definitely does, and he's given you these wonderful ideas and these talents and things and this mind of yours to go out there and pursue and accomplish or whatever. So some of us are going to go out there and actually use those, and connecting with yourself is a great way to bring yourself back to yourself, which is really, really important. So get back connected with yourself and just be reassured that God is there with you, always has been, always will be. He desperately wants to see you get the most out of yourself. He's given you certain things that only you and uniquely yourself can do. And he definitely is one of your biggest fans. And he's given you a phenomenal MVP. A lot of us are looking for, some people are looking for like a guardian angel. And those are great too. But take a look in the mirror and you're going to see a phenomenal person that cares about you, that loves you, that wants to see your best interests, that has your same passions, your same dreams, your same aspirations, your same desires. And if you really look closely enough at them and you really take a good look at them, you'll know that they are definitely, they want to get there. They want to get to the next level. They've been supporting, they've been fighting for you the whole time, for your entire life. They've been through a lot. They've been through a lot of stuff. They've been through some tough times. They've been through adversity. And they're still here, they're still surviving, and they're just getting better and better. And you know they're getting better, and they know that that you're getting better. And the only thing that has to happen is just that connection between the two of you. And once the two of you guys connect, your MVP and yourself, and you guys have God with you, there's really no stopping you, literally no stopping you. It's like that aha moment. You ever used to watch Oprah Winfrey, Barb, and you see those aha moments that Oprah Winfrey has?
Yes.
Can you imagine what the aha moment would be like when a person finally connects with their own personal, with themselves, with their MVP, with their personal MVP, and their aspirations, their goals, their dreams, and realizes that it's only up to them, a matter of if they want to make that happen, whether or not it happens. My grandmother said, if it's going to be, it's up to me. She used to say that all these, so many times in my life, and I never had that aha moment until when she was gone, you know, and sometimes something just has to happen. But once you have that aha moment where you connect these things and come to the understanding that everything serves for the better, everything serves for the greater good, and, you know, once you have enough confidence to believe in yourself, to see yourself, to appreciate yourself for your own unique direction or course or whatever it is that you have for yourself in life, and you can accept that, everything else is just a matter of what kind of energy and effort that you put behind it from there. Connecting with yourself will definitely connect you to being more confident, being more stronger, having a little bit more self-esteem, and just knowing those affirmations, just like Barb said, is great throughout the course of the day. So, Barb, you actually think about your affirmations throughout the course of the day just to remind yourself periodically, or how are you using the affirmations yourself personally?
Personally, I just think about them. If something, you know, negative comes up, I have to throw an affirmation in. in my head or say it out loud. It's like, really? I am a winner.
Oh, man, that's funny. I can see myself at the supermarket one day. I'm going to go to Walmart, and I'm going to just be in the middle of the aisle like, I am a winner, you know. But, I mean, shoot, that would be good. Probably put a lot of smiles on people's faces, too. They're like, oh, man, this guy thinks he's a winner. I need to be a winner, too. Shoot. But, but beyond just the philosophy and just the feeling, the good feeling and having that smile, you know, really everything else can just fall right into place. But making sure that we consciously create that environment for ourselves personally, it's very, very it's very constructive for ourselves. It's constructive towards our success. And it's definitely constructive towards, you know, us concretely completing our goals, making sure we have them, making sure that we know what they are. And being happy and content, you know, perfectly content with being able to be ourselves and appreciate ourselves for the person that we truly are. That's as more important than anything else, to be quite honest with you. So from there are four keys to success I like to talk about. I guess I'll go into those things. This week, I decided I would try something a little bit different and give everybody an opportunity to kind of follow along their own if they want to connect this to make it personal to themselves. I definitely would encourage it. Knowing that there is going to be, we live in a physical world, a physical environment, and there's going to be physical resistance against some of the stuff that we are doing to better ourselves and improve ourselves. Knowing that resistance makes us stronger, you know, understanding that going into things makes a tremendous difference. But being in condition, in position, and prepared to handle the adversity and the physical adversities of what it takes to accomplish or to reach certain goals that we have set for ourselves is very, very important as far as finding the type of success that we want. And this is one of the reasons why it's called the just understanding these four keys to success. So the four keys to success I want to share with you are really simple. Key to success number one, commitment, making that commitment towards going after whatever goal, making a commitment towards whatever goals that you have. Making these commitments is very simple. All it takes is making that decision. Key to success number two, consistency, your actions. Actions done consistently with regularity and routine. Those are what lead to success. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was indeed built by one brick at a time. So make sure your consistent actions, these are the things that are building towards your success ultimately. Key to success number three, drive. At the times where you do not necessarily have the feeling, spirit, or mood to persevere or push forward, your drive, your greater connection to your why, you know, what inspires you, what motivates you, you know, what is your passion and what your pain is, these things are things that will push you towards going forward. And that's what it really entails, to have consistency. It has to be personal. It has to be intimate. You have to be a driven person. So connect with your drive. And the last key to success is your determination, and that is the mindset of execution, the mindset of completion. That's the stubborn persistence and perseverance to seeing your goal through to completion. And if you have those four keys to success and you begin to understand those and embrace those, successful people that you could think about, that you know of, these are people who have already been through the four keys of success. Commitment, making commitments, being consistent, doing things with regularity, with a routine, with spirit, having drive, you know, letting that spirit fuel you and push you. You know, at those points where you feel as though you don't have any more in the tank, your drive can kick in. Being driven is connecting. You connect with your drive. It's personal, it's intimate. And determination is taking that personal, intimate feeling, that drive of yours, internalizing it, and making sure, you know what I mean, like you are thoroughly connected to making sure that all of those principles connect to you at that point. Your commitment, you know, your consistency, your drive, it all culminates and comes together. And determination, you know, is that key to success. that says that once we commit, we are that committed to it. It's that personal to us that we are going to complete. And so just understanding that consistency, you know, is the meat of the sandwich, being consistent and having a drive to push forward at those times when it's difficult to be inconsistent really is where the challenge is. So your drive and your consistency have to come together on a personal, intimate level. And I tell you, the best thing that I heard was, if you want to succeed, you can't just kind of want it. You have to want it bad. And when I heard that, it really brought everything together. You know, so being intimately connected to your four keys of success, make a physical routine out of it. I like to say a mantra that just basically repeats those four keys with every breathing succession and pushing through your reps in that manner. You know, so commitment, consistency, drive, determination, making sure that you know those. Make sure those are the rhythm of your life. Put your hands to your chest afterwards. Make sure you feel that beating in your heart. That is you intimately connecting to your personal success. You are thoroughly checked in to your success at that point, engaging in physical activity, because just in that brief moment or so of that exercise routine that we were doing on our positive power meetings, so much positive energy is being reinforced and built up, and behavior, actions, becoming action, getting your body so you have that muscle memory and know that when you go into your four keys of success, you mean business. You are not here to quit. Quitting is not, you know, is not accepted. You're going to have to be able to push forward, persevere in a physical world, and just being accountable to the action, knowing what your success smells like, tastes like, feels like, you know, what it tastes like, you know, what it sweats like, having a bead of sweat, like what kind of action is required of you to put into yourself to get out the results that you wish. And that's really kind of a very important thing and something that could definitely help somebody else. So I want to make sure that you guys are connected with that. And remember, get into the success journal, write in those success journals, write down three things that stood out from you on this program today. And then your goals, write down three of your goals for today and make sure that you prioritize putting the most important goal at the top of that list, and don't stop until you have completed your first goal, and then you are on your way to having just a super productive day. So I just want to share that with you guys, and that's what I mean when I said have you started your day in a positive way. So Barb, I'm about to wrap up this morning meeting here. Did I cover everything this morning? Was there stuff that I left out, and how do you rate the program on a scale of 1 to 10? All right, well, we may or may not have lost Barb this morning, but I want to make sure that you started your day in a positive way. And make sure you check us tomorrow, 7 o'clock a.m., same bat channel, same bat time, for another WKMX Positive Power Meeting. So thank you for your time. Again, I'm your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder and CEO of Quizmax Inc., Social Media Professionals. Have a great day. Remember, yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. Smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. Kasich says. Conquer the world with a smile. Have a great day, and stay positive and empowered. All right, guys. Have a fantastic one. Take care. Adios. Peace.